for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, April 22nd, 1984. Final service of spring camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Michael Newland of the Cameron family of Peterhead, Scotland, is the morning speaker.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Hallelujah. You know, I appreciate being here this last few days. Praise the Lord. And amen, Brother Glenn and Sister Emma and everyone here. Hallelujah. We love you in the mighty name of Jesus. I know it's been a great privilege. Praise the Lord. And every place we go, it's a great privilege to have the opportunity to lift up the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just before I share the scripture with you today, hallelujah. Amen, that we might encourage you in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's really realize who Christ is in our life. Amen. You know, Nina sung about coming in within the veil. The veil is rent in two. Praise the Lord. That you and I could enter into the holies of holies, and as you have communication, or have my intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I was just... Man, it's been good to be here, hallelujah, to lift up and to have fellowship one with another, hallelujah. Praise the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. If it had not been for that old rugged cross. But you know, he's no longer on the cross, hallelujah, he's a risen Savior. Praise the Lord. And so many times, you know, amen, people will come and say, oh, I'll cling to that old rugged cross. And my, I remember one time I was kneeling in prayer before the Lord and revealed to me, he says, I'm no longer on that cross. He says, I'm alive. Hallelujah. And you know, today, this morning, praise the Lord, I share the scripture with you. Hallelujah. I'm going to share Psalm 15 today. Praise the Lord. I just feel the Lord just, amen, quickening to me. Praise the Lord to share the scripture with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who shall abide in God's holy hill? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are sons of the Most High. We become high priests unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. By His wonderful grace. Praise the Lord by His power divine. Amen. In Psalm 15 it says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth him that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Praise the Lord. And this word is inspired, praise the Lord, divine word of God. Hallelujah. Who shall abide in God's holy hill? Hallelujah. In Psalm 1 it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And I begin to realize, amen, who shall stand on God's holy hill? Man, I tell you, hallelujah, with a pure heart. Amen. With clean hands. Hallelujah. Man and woman that will walk according to God's word, keeping not his commandments, but his commandments. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you and I so many times. My, put so many things in our life and say, well, this is for me. And I tell you, so many times we miss out on the calling of God in our lives. Hallelujah. According to his word. Amen. I remember one time many years ago, man, before I was even in the ministry, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many folks tell me, Michael, what is your ministry? Well, praise the Lord. I says, is there any ministry which you might be called as a ministry? as his own ministry is exalting the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our ministry is loving him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, obeying his commandments. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, walking in his righteousness. Praise the Lord, that his glory shall my be shown abroad. Hallelujah. And I begin to realize one time in a service, praise the Lord, as I begin to worship the Lord, as I begin to seek God, hallelujah, because I knew my, praise the Lord, because of the calling into the ministry is a high calling. Amen. Praise the Lord, it's just not something that, my, you just walk into and say, well, I'm a minister of the gospel, I'm ordained, and I'm doing this, and I've got letters here, and I've got letters that, my, down here the road somewhere. It's not in that. Because when God calls a man or a woman, praise the Lord, to minister his glorious gospel, hallelujah, he equips them, amen. Praise the Lord, I tell you, he puts his spirit within them, hallelujah, that will come forth, amen, in truth and righteousness. And one time I was in a service just such as this, and I began to call upon the name of the Lord, and man, I got caught in the spirit, hallelujah. And the Bible speaks about getting caught up in the spirit, hallelujah, even in an area like this, being my takeaway to be really love Jesus, you know what I mean? In an area of worship, hallelujah, in the spirit, that my, you forget about the natural aspect of man, you forget who's sitting beside you, and you begin to worship him in the spirit. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying today? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The natural man, it says, cannot receive the things of God. To be carnal-minded is death. So you and I, hallelujah, with the spirit that was within us, hallelujah, the new man, the inner man, begins to cry upon, I tell you, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Begins to worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. And I begin to worship the Lord that day. And you know, praise the Lord, I begin to, man, I fell on my knees. And you know what I mean? I had my arms around about my waist, it was like, and I was holding on. I was holding on like this, and I was weeping. And man, I felt the roughness of the garment against the side of my cheek. And I began to say, Lord Jesus, what is this? I says, my, where am I, Lord? And I begin to worship the Lord in the spirit. And many folks will say, oh, well, I've never experienced anything like this. Well, if you haven't experienced moving in the spirit, man, it's time, I tell you, you got your shoes off and get into the holy place. Hallelujah. Come on. I tell you, it's time you got rid of your ideas and my, the natural aspect of man, and begin to move in the spirit of the living God. And I begin to hold, I tell you, and I begin to, my, weep, and I begin to feel wetness down the side of my face. And I begin to say, Lord Jesus, I says, is this your tears? And I tell you, folks, this is what God quickened me. I had a hold of him round the waist in the spirit. And I had a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ in the spirit. And I says to him, I says, I'm not going to let you go. I was going to be like Jacob. And I says, listen, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, Jacob's not the only man that can get a hold of God. David's not the only man that can get a hold of God. Peter's not the only man of Paul. I tell you, it's unto you and I, hallelujah, that will hear and move in the spirit of the living God. And I begin to hold, and I begin to say, Lord, what is this? And I begin to feel like water and slime coming down the side of my face. And I begin to say, Lord, is it your tears? Lord, begin to quicken me. No, son, it's not my tears. It's the spittle that they spat upon me. It's the spittle that they spat upon me when they rebuked me and they reviled me. I tell you, folks, I had an experience as I held on. I says, well, Lord. I says, Lord. I says, my, I says, make me worthy. And I begin to hold him. And I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord began to move on me and begin to bless me. And my, hallelujah, he says unto me this way. He says, listen, my, to my words. He says, preach my word instant in and out of season. No compromise. Tell it how it is. That my name might be glorified. You might be sitting and looking at Michael today and saying, what an experience. Yes, I had a hold of the Lord in the spirit. I felt the spittle. I felt all the shame that they did to this wonderful Jesus. Who shall abide? I tell you, in the tabernacle of the Lord this morning, but men with a pure heart. Man with clean hands. I tell you, walking uprightly before God, amen, according to His Scripture, walking in that anointing, walking in His righteousness. It's not just coming to church and saying, well, praise the Lord, I've blessed the Lord this morning. Now I'll go to television and I'll look at what I like because God's a forgiving God. Brother, I tell you, it isn't that way at all this morning. Amen. I tell you, the Lord changes your life, hallelujah, for your good, praise the Lord. And so many times, I tell you, we get so wrong in context. According to God's word, we do so many things that's out of context. And we say, well, God will just forgive me. My, He'll close His eyes to so many type of sin in our life. Our God, I tell you, hallelujah, praise the Lord, is a God without sin. Amen. And I tell you this, folks, hallelujah. We have to walk in His righteousness. We have to love one another, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, we have to walk in that anointing of the Holy Spirit, amen. We have to do His will, not our will. And you know, as the Lord hung on Calvary's cross, and I tell you, He died there and He says, it is finished. What more do we want Jesus to do? Do we want Him to come back again? Man, I tell you, and be crucified. He says, it is finished. He says, I've laid the foundation. I've opened wide the door. And so many of us are looking, man, for some kind of other area, some other place, and the Lord has done it all. Amen. We've got just to walk in it, hallelujah. We've got to walk in His righteousness, in His truth, hallelujah. Many people have spoken, are looking for something else. They're looking for my so many aspects of the things of God, and the Lord says, it is finished. I have done it all. He's opened wide the door, hallelujah, that you and I might move in that anointing of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that we might enter into the holies of holies and put our petitions before Him, hallelujah. That some of us here this morning has never entered in beyond that veil. There are many sitting here this morning, man, I tell you, so many times have felt a little dewdrop fall on them and they said, oh, that's a blessing of God. I tell you, there's rivers to swim in this morning, hallelujah. There's rivers to swim in, hallelujah, in Jesus Christ. And you may be saying, oh, man, Michael, I've never been in that area. Well, praise the Lord, that's no one's fault but yours, hallelujah. Amen. And many times you and I will be where we want to be with the things of God, hallelujah. Amen. He shed His blood. Praise the Lord, and without the shedding of blood this morning, there is no remission of sin. Oh, I tell you, the blood has never lost its power this morning, hallelujah. It's still flowing, hallelujah, as fresh as ever. Oh, I tell you, amen, we could come under that blood flow, that blood covenant, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. And I tell you, it can cleanse us from all sin, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, amen. It's a cleansing tide. It's a power, hallelujah. Man, I tell you, that you'll never see in any other time, hallelujah, but the power of Jesus. Who shall stand in that holy hill? I tell you, men, praise the Lord, and women, hallelujah, in unity, one with another. Hallelujah. You know, when I first came to America, I couldn't understand why there were so many churches, so many different areas, so many different denominations, so many different aspects, and so many different people preaching different things. I couldn't understand it. And I says, Lord, I thought this was a country that loved you, because on the dollar, in God we trust. And the first place the Lord put me was in a little place, a coffee shop. And I began to minister about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in new tongues. Hallelujah. About that power of anointing. Praise the Lord that sets the captive really free. Amen. And we move in that unction of the Holy Spirit. And I came out of there and I wondered why everybody held their head down. And I says, what's wrong with this people? And when I came out of the car with this brother, he says, Michael, he says, you put your foot in it. He says, you shouldn't have said anything about the Holy Ghost because these people don't believe in it. I says, well, amen, that's just what I said, too bad. Praise the Lord. He says, you won't get asked back. I says, that's no problem to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because the Lord has called me without compromise to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I came out, I began to wonder, I says, Lord, why are they holding their heads? I thought everybody, praise the Lord, believed in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thought everyone, praise the Lord, the third person of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. My, the 1 and 3 and the 3 and 1. I thought everyone believed in it. Praise the Lord, because if you take away the Trinity, the third person of the Trinity, the Father and the Son are incomplete. Vice versa, or whatever. So it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The third person of the Trinity. The Lord says, listen. He says, it's expedient for me to go away. He says, but I'm going to get my Father to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he shall glorify me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The natural man cannot receive the things of God this morning. You and I can praise God in a natural aspect of man. Amen. Because the things of God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, are things of the Spirit, hallelujah. Amen. Worship Him in spirit and in truth, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the natural man is at enmity against God, because the natural man wants to sit back and just say, well, I'm going to do what I like and I don't feel like praising the Lord. Have you ever felt like that? And the man, Paul, minister to Timothy, he says, stir up that gift that lies within me. Hallelujah. And how many times have you and I come into a service such as this? And I tell you, we say, well, I'll maybe praise the Lord some other time. I just don't feel like it today. We've had services my day in and day out for the last 4 days, and I'm a bit tired. And I just don't, well, I've blessed the Lord enough this last few days. Listen, we cannot bless the Lord enough. Hallelujah. Amen. And you may be saying, I'm tired. I'm a little bit tired, you know, and I can't be by concern to say, Lord, I want to bless you. Amen? Amen? I know what I'm talking about because I've been there myself. And I begin to realize, I tell you folks, we need to stir up the gift. We need to get our eyes, I tell you, on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We need to forget about the circumstance of life we're in. We need to forget who's sitting beside us. Forget all about your husband. Forget all about your wife. Forget who's sitting beside you. And center your attention on the Most High, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you realize today, amen, so many times in many parts of the Christian, my world today, that many men are bound by their wives and wives are bound by their husbands? Amen. Praise the Lord. That many husband and wife don't really flow in unity so many times. Amen. Because I tell you this, hallelujah, many will say this, oh, but it's because of my wife. I just can't praise God. I counseled with someone one time and says, well, you see, my wife doesn't want to praise the Lord, but I want to praise the Lord. And he says, what do you do with that? I said, well, you praise the Lord. And I tell you, amen. I said, you show and be a witness to your wife, and then she'll come into that area and she'll bless God. Hallelujah. Amen. Husband and wife become as one. And I was so concerned, I tell you, praise the Lord, today, as I travel this country of America, within the Christian body, I tell you, of broken homes, broken families, lack of unity in the family unit. Amen? I couldn't understand it. Lovely folks, families broken up because they've allowed the enemy to come in and bounce them about like a rubber ball. Do anything that he wants because they don't know the authority that they have in Christ Jesus. They've never walked in that righteousness. They've never really realized, hallelujah, my how to keep or to walk in the commandments of the Lord. Amen. And I believe this with all my heart this morning. If Christianity doesn't work in your home, how's it going to work in the church? How's it going to work in the house of God? Come on, amen. Who shall stand in God's holy hill? Praise the Lord if you have a pure heart this morning. If your hands are clean. Hallelujah. If you've not against a brother or a sister. Hallelujah. And I tell you today, folks, praise the Lord, in the body of Christ, I tell you there's a need for forgiving one another. There's a lack of that love flowing one to another. And man, I know this as a minister of the gospel. I've counseled with countless, and they said, I love Jesus, but oh, I just can't be done with that brother sitting beside me. I can't be done with that sister. They just turn me off. Well, I've got news for them. I told them this. I says, well, there's no love of God in you. Amen. You need to repent and get right with God. And these people get rebuffed a little bit, and they walk. But God showed me this, no compromise. No compromise. I remember when I came into the first experience of the Holy Ghost in Norwich, England, in a kitchen. The enemy tried to rob me, but I tell you, praise the Lord, he robbed me for a lot of years. He tried to destroy my life many times. And I tell you, when the Lord my received me and touched my life and cleansed me, praise the Lord by his precious blood, amen, that no one or anything was going to take away this blessing of God in my life. And I remember that when I received it in that kitchen, and I went and I began to speak to someone, and this fella for about a couple of hours began to tell me the do's and don'ts about speaking in tongues and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And for about a couple of hours, he tore it down. My, he stripped it right down to nothing. And all this, he told me all the bad things. And he says, keep clear of these people, brother. Oh, you'll get something you'll never get rid of. They're tongue-speaking people, and they're not godly. Keep away from them and don't go near them. And you know this, he went on for 2 hours. I let them ramble on for 2 hours. And I looked at them and I says, well, brother, I says, you're just too late. I says, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost 2 weeks ago. He looked at me. He says, don't you realize it's of the devil? It belongs to the enemy. I looked at him. I says, well, you're trying to tell me that it belongs to him? The love that I have for you, the way that you've torn everything down that is godly, and the way I love you, you're saying it's of the devil? I says, well, I've got news for you, brother. The devil's been converted. Amen, if this is of the devil. He looked at me. Didn't say a word, and I says, I love you in Jesus. He looked at me and he just turned on his heel and walked away. And you know that fellow was never the same to me again because I spoke the truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is divine. It's a baptism of power. Hallelujah. It's a baptism, praise the Lord, that you and I need to move in and to flow in. Hallelujah. We need that power within our life, amen, that we might resist the enemy. He's a defeated foe. I tell you, and many in the Christian body don't realize that he's defeated because they have never received that built-in radar of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? The Bible says, try the spirits. And you know, the Holy Ghost is like a built-in radar. Praise the Lord, when I come into a place, any place in America, in Scotland or England, I tell you, that radar begins to move and begins to beep about and begins to feel out because of the Holy Ghost. The divine person of the Holy Spirit, amen, begins to seek out. Hallelujah. And many people that don't know what the baptism of the Holy Ghost is never received it. I tell you, praise the Lord, let anything on behind the pulpit. Come on. There's so much sin within people's life today because of the lack of knowledge of God's word. My people perish, the Bible says, for the lack of knowledge. It says to grow in grace and the knowledge of God's word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As Brother Glenn was saying today, we need to get into this word. Praise the Lord. And Jeremiah spoke about eating it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I tell digesting it. Hallelujah. Let's not like be like that fellas that chew that snuff. I don't know. I'm not partial to that snuff chewing Christians. I tell you, praise the Lord, they need to be delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. They'll chew that old stuff and they'll spit. And I tell you, you've got to be afraid to stay at the step out of the way. Oh, I tell you, let me tell you. And I tell you, they begin to spit. And it's like so many Christian people today. They'll hear the word of God. They'll chew it a little bit. And then they'll spit it out. They won't swallow it and digest it into their innermost part. Hallelujah. Where it'll do them good. Amen. And they'll come out the same way they went in, with nothing. Just with nothing but an empty head, and I tell you, with no knowledge of God at all. Amen? And how many are traveling up and down the road, and they'll go from this church to another church, and they become like a spiritual hobo. They go from here, and they go there, and they'll say, oh, I'll go here, and I'll go there, and they don't even know. They haven't even got a home church where they could sit in and be fed with the word of God. Hallelujah. And they become like a spiritual hobo. They dance about from one place to the other and they're hearing so many things and then they get all confused and they don't know if they're coming or going. And when they get back to where they originally started from, I tell you, the preacher that's behind the pulpit has begun to minister, hallelujah, counsel with them, amen, and my unravel all the confusion out of their life with the word of God. Amen. Come on. I'm speaking the truth today. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're confused today, it's not of God. Amen. Amen. If you're in confusion, Praise the Lord, you need a touch of God in your life. You need set free, hallelujah, amen, with the power of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen. The only time I was confused in all my life was before I knew Jesus. I was dead and didn't realize it. I just wouldn't lie down. Come on. 27 years, and I tell you, boy, when I became 15, I said, I'm going to have a good kick of the ball of this old worldly aspect. And my mother would say, now, Michael, don't watch where you're going. Bless her heart. My oldest brothers would say, now, Michael, we've been down that road. Don't you go down there. I'd say, hey, you can't tell me anything. Boy, the world's my oyster, and I'm going to have a good go at it. And before very long, I tell you, that old oyster of the world snapped me up, and I was within that oyster, and I couldn't get out. And only Jesus Christ could come and set me free. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. I would come down the road in the wrong spirit. I tell you, that Johnny Walker in the square bottle, him with the white trousers on and the red jacket, and we'd say, well, have one before you go, and I would come down in that wrong spirit. And people would say, Michael, I seen you last night. You had a real good time. And I would say to them, where did you see me? Champagne at night and real pain in the morning. There's one thing about Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There's one thing about the Spirit of God. You've got no hangovers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You feel better every morning when you're waking up. Hallelujah. Come on. Champagne, I tell you. I've been amongst it all. And people tried to tell me, and Michael, you've got religion. I haven't got religion. I've got Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not religious, praise the Lord. I've got Jesus. I've got the divine word of God. Hallelujah. As my map and my guideline to life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. It tells me, praise the Lord, by what I am in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Tells me where I'm coming from and where I've came from and how the grace of God and the blood applied to my life has worked in my life. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be ye holy as I am holy. Hallelujah. And many people say, well, we'll never reach that area. I believe if we get into that word of God, begin to seek God, hallelujah, we'll walk in a purity, if a pure heart, amen, that men and women will look at our lives and they'll say, surely that man or that woman has walked with Jesus and is walking with the King. Let's not be high one moment and down the other. Let's not be like someone that's learning to fly high up in the air, and then the next thing, they're down in the valley. Let's not be like that. But let's be on that level, hallelujah, on that spiritual plane in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, walking in His likeness, praise the Lord, keeping His commandments, walking in His righteousness, hallelujah, and so shall it be well for all the rest of your life, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're alive today, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, I know I'm alive, hallelujah, in Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, isn't that wonderful? What the Lord has done for you and I, hallelujah, eternal life, eternity, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? My, I tell you, it didn't, my, you know, I mean, He wasn't worthy of it. But yet God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus, hallelujah. And they put Him on that cross. And it says He opened not His mouth. He went like a lamb to the slaughter, that you and I might walk in that anointing, in this newness of life, hallelujah, declaring the commandments of Jesus Christ, that He's alive, hallelujah, amen, and we belong to Him, that we are His body, hallelujah. Come on, let's hear an amen this morning. Amen. And this is it. David, praise the Lord, knew how to get close to God. Hallelujah. And many people will tell me, but listen, the excuses so many people use. Oh, look at David. Praise the Lord. Listen, my name's Michael, not David. Amen. My name's Michael, not Paul, not Peter. Hallelujah. I believe we're standing, amen, right now, praise the Lord, in a better covenant, hallelujah, than any of these men have. Do you realize today that these prophets of old would love to sit where you're sitting today? Hallelujah. Amen. That they might sit in a camp meeting like this. Just think of old Paul being in here and sitting. Man, I tell you, what a time he would rejoice in, Glenn. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you, he would teach his heart out. Praise the Lord. And I believe he would run up and down this aisle blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. If he could be here this morning. Come on. And I tell you, praise the Lord, a better covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Angels have desired to sit where you are sitting this morning, that they might say, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Come on. And I tell you, folks, we get so lackadaisical with the Word of God. We handle the Word of God so many times, so deceitfully. I said, tell you, so dishonestly. Come on. And I tell you, we apply so many scriptures to our life that suits our way of thinking. How we suit by how it fits us comfortably. We might wear so many times, I notice in America, everybody's got the blue jeans on. It's went right through Scotland. And many folks, when they come out of the suits, they'll put on the blue jeans. And I'll say, man, don't you like the blue jeans? And they say, Michael, haven't you got a pair of blue jeans? I says, no. He says, oh, they're real comfortable. When I get out of that suit, I like to get in my old boots and my blue jeans and just, my, just relax. Amen? Well, it's the same with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's not wear a jacket that doesn't fit. Amen. But let's walk in His righteousness in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's really realize, amen, that we're going to stand, hallelujah, in that holy hill. Hallelujah. We've got to have a pure heart. Amen. No adulterers are going to enter there. No one, praise the Lord, I tell you, is going to enter in that blessing of God. And in the body of Christ today, there's so much going on in fornication. I tell you, in adultery. And the man behind the pulpit many times is closing his eye because it might be a prominent family that might be paying tithes and giving into his church. Might be someone, I tell you, with the gold ring and the rich apparel, and they'll close their eyes to so many things because they're concerned about this family, or this family's going out of their church and their church not getting the support that they need. Man, that's nothing but baloney. God's our supplier today, hallelujah. His riches, praise the Lord, are forever, hallelujah. The cattle on a thousand hills, the wealth in every mine belongs to Him, hallelujah. And if you're sitting lagging this morning, you have not because you ask not. And you might be sitting here and saying, oh, but you see, brother, oh, I'm just a poor thing. My Bible says that you're not a poor thing, you're a son of God, hallelujah. Amen. How many would come to you and say, I'm ignorant. I'm just a poor little thing and I don't know a lot. Listen, the Bible says that when you come to Jesus Christ, you become a son, hallelujah, where you might cry, Abba, Father, amen. And you come right under every blessing in this precious word, hallelujah, to anyone that's even been 30 years or 40 years on the road. If you don't know Jesus this morning and you accepted Him right now, you'd come right into this blessing. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. I get an amen with this morning. Folks, we need to give ourselves a shake. Because millions today are going to a lost eternity. Millions today are going to a lost eternity. Because the man behind the pulpit isn't telling the people how it is. As I said the other day, fat shepherds, lean sheep, not getting the word of God. You know, there's a good friend of mine here up in here in Oklahoma, and he would have an adult teaching class in the word of God. I spoke to a brother in the Lord that goes to the church, and this is what he said. He says, oh, he's done away with the Sunday morning worship, the Sunday morning teaching of the word of God. Brother, sister, you and I need this word of God, every little word, and we need to take it, and we need to feast on it, and we need to digest it, hallelujah, and we need to speak it forth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord, we need to feast on it, hallelujah, amen. This should be before ever the natural man sits down at the table. We should feed the spiritual man first, hallelujah, amen. And if you and I today, I tell you folks, praise the Lord, no disrespect, if you and I would feast and fill up the spiritual man, amen, how we feast and feed up the natural man, amen, and we'll get a little bit tummy here, we feed the natural more than we do the spiritual. Amen. That's why you've got so many stout people today in the body of Christ. They're too busy putting it in here. Amen. In the natural aspect, instead of getting a hold of this, hallelujah, and feasting on this. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today you've got different aspects in the body of Christ, how to slim down for Him and different things, how to go on diets. I tell you, folks, if we spent more time in this Word of God, amen, without getting our legs under a table, praise the Lord, and get away that knife and fork and that plate away a little bit and begin to digest this, hallelujah. Amen. We'll soon swim for Him, hallelujah. Amen. But I tell you, we'd be spiritual giants. Amen, for the glory of God, hallelujah. People take that scripture literally so many times, Isaiah 54, about enlarging our tents, enlarging our borders, and strength my length in our tent pegs, and they feel that it's for you and I to get stout. I know the Bible says that my, you have to be fat. Praise the Lord in the blessing of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been trying hard at it, but it's just not working with me. Hallelujah. But I share this with you with all sincerity. Let's spend more time in this precious Word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's not just go on how good we feel when we come to a service such as this, where we can dance up and down the aisles, praise the Lord, and magnify Him. But this is the most of the main aspect is the Word of God. Getting read, hallelujah, and digesting it into our very being. Amen. Praise the Lord. David, hallelujah, was a shepherd boy. Became all king of Israel. I know I ministered on a scripture one night, and I'm going to stop. I believe it's in 2 Samuel 23:15. And David was all king of Israel. And you know what that man looked for? He was a shepherd boy to king of all Israel, close to God's heart. And it says he stood on that mound one day, and he overlooked Bethlehem. And my, as he stood there with his mighty men, and here he was, many years ago, he'd been a shepherd boy. All the responsibility had been on his father and his older brothers, and he was just tending the sheep. But here was this young man now, all king, fought many a battle, had slew the giant, done mighty things through the name of the Lord. And here he stood in that knoll, and he overlooked my Bethlehem, his home area, or his home base. And as he looked and he seen the flickering fires of the Philistine camp, the enemy, all round about him, that mighty man of God, you know what he prayed for? He says, oh, for a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem. The man, I tell you, all the responsibility upon his shoulders. Man, and before he didn't have any at all, until that day, I tell you, he came into that kingship. And I tell you this, folks, praise the Lord. Oh, he longed for a drink. I tell you, the water at the well. And it says three mighty men that heard him, he must have spoke out loud. And that three men broke through the host of Philistines. Why? Because they loved their king. They worshipped him. What am I trying to say? Are you and I willing today to break through the host of the enemy? Amen. And really touch, praise the Lord, that anointing of God for ourselves. Amen. And how many times has your memory bank been opened and you said, oh, I was real close to God. Amen. You remember when you first accepted Christ? How fervent we was? Oh, I tell you, telling everybody you met. Oh, and telling about the love of Jesus. And yet, I tell you so many times, we wax cold in the things of God. And I'm going to stop. But who shall stand in God's holy hill? I've shared it with you today. A pure heart. Amen. Pure heart. Clean hands. Let us not be defiled with the worldly aspect of the king's meat of the world today. Let's not be caught up with the things that isn't pertaining to this wonderful word of Jesus Christ. Let us be holy as He is holy. Hallelujah. Let's walk in His presence divine. Hallelujah. Let's walk as children of the Most High. I'm not partial to people saying about the King's kids. I'm not a goat. I'm a John Deere, Jesus Christ. Amen. Not partial to that word at all. Praise the Lord. We're sons of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this morning, in closing, maybe you'd say, Michael, praise the Lord. Have you received the ring of said today in the name of Jesus? Amen. And I tell you this, praise the Lord. Take it. Mind, begin to digest it. Hallelujah. And let's begin to move in it. Amen. Because we're a mighty army today. Praise the Lord. And there's churches all over the world gathering this Sunday morning. Even in my own country, they'll all be dressed up with their bowler hats, white gloves. They'll be going down to the Presbyterian church today. And I tell you, last night, they've been out in the town having a good old time. And they'll be standing at the door today, Glenn, welcoming the people in for the Easter services, not even knowing Jesus Christ is our Lord. Not knowing that Jesus died for them. Tell you, the church hasn't been carrying out the commission of Jesus Christ today. Many churches in America, the same area, prisons with stained glass windows. There's no bars, but I tell you, they're bound in the spirit. Amen. They're in prisons, and they don't realize it, and it needs Jesus Christ to move in their life to set them free. Hallelujah. And yet many are not willing to be set free. And I remember one time, praise the Lord, I watched a batch of chickens. And the fellow put them in when they were just little yellow chickens in a little run, you know, and he put the wire netting round about them. These little chickens would go about picking. Man, he would go in and he'd feed them. And they would go, oh, cluck, 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 and start to pick, you know. And they would start to grow up a little bit. And man, I tell you, before long, they were big and they were ready to be killed. And you know this, I've seen them lift off that little fence round about them, and that chickens would still go round in a circle. Didn't know they were free. They didn't know they were free. They didn't know that bondage had been taken off the top of them, that they could go anywhere they like about that farmyard. And there's so many in the body of Christ today doesn't realize how Christ paid the price. Set them free, hallelujah, that no longer should they be in bondage, but they should be in liberty and unity with the Holy Ghost in power, hallelujah. Amen, they don't really know it. And I tell you this, folk, like the mighty eagle, when that mighty eagle begins to fly over the farmyard, and that little chickens begin to see the eagle soar in the sky, man, I tell you, they want to fly where the mighty eagle flies, but they can never fly. It's like people in the body of Christ today, without the anointing of God. They want to move where people of the anointing are moving, like the mighty eagle, with the mighty eagle of anointing. Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit in their life. But they can never fly or move in that anointing. Why? Because they've never received it. Amen. Amen. They're not free, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And isn't Jesus wonderful today? Let's not be like that chickens and just go round in a circle eating our spiritual little bird seed. Man, I tell you. But let's raise our sights and let's fly like the mighty eagle. Hallelujah. My, I tell you, on the wings of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's fly in anointing. Hallelujah. Let's move in the anointing. Amen. Let's not be satisfied with just standing about in the farmyard. Mind that spiritual birdseed. But let's begin to move, hallelujah, into the realms of His glory. Amen. In Jesus' name. And I'm just going to stop. I don't know where my wife is. Praise the Lord. She always disappears. Amen. But I just want you to pray for my wife, you know. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just saying that. Hallelujah. Gwen takes a lot of ribbon from me sometimes because I always tell her because Gwen's an English girl, you see. And praise the Lord, I've always said to her that an English girl's dream is always to get married to a Scotsman. I don't know if it was because of the wearing of the kilt or what. And I always say to Gwen, you know, we don't fall out a lot or anything like that, you know. Praise the Lord, we don't have any problems like this at all. Never had them. Praise the Lord. And You know, I would say to Gwen, well, Gwen, you had what they call the appalling experience on the road to Scotland, out of England. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. She became converted. Praise the Lord, the Scotsman. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the greatest conversion of all was when we knelt at Calvary. Amen. And accepted Jesus at an altar and said, Lord, come into my life. Hallelujah. Let's sing something, Gwen, and close it. Standing in God's holy hill. Clean hands. Pure heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we going to stand together in God's holy hill? Hallelujah. Let's just stand as I sing this song, and I'll give it back to Brother Glenn, and praise the Lord, then you can feast this mad and natural man. Hallelujah. Just suppose God had searched all over heaven and couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed for to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been the place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, and had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. But I'm so glad he was willing to drink this bitter cup. Although he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. And I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels. From my hands, take those nails that torment me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, and had it not been for the old rugged cross, and had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Ramabasanda Rababahando Roboshanda. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Rabababanda Rababahunda. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's sing that one, Gwen. Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name. Let's just sing this chorus in closing. There's something about that name. Amen. Praise the Lord and hallelujah. The Lord richly bless. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Let's worship him this morning. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, Jesus, let's worship Him. Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, hallelujah, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we appreciate that name of Jesus, your divine Son, Lord. Surely, it is a name above all names. And Lord, today, hallelujah, Lord, as we part one from another, oh Lord, just be with us. And Lord, just be with my brothers and sisters. Lord, let thy Shekinah glory fill this tabernacle of thine in Arkansas right now. Lord, that flames of spiritual fire might flow through these rafters, that men and women will come and know the greatness of that name, Jesus, and know them as a real person. And Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory today. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. And Lord, just put a heart of thankfulness within us. And Lord, that we might bless thee wherever we might go. In Jesus' name we ask it.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.